Sturgeon are the largest fish in the Great Lakes. The grayish-brown creatures can grow up to 7 feet long and weigh more than 200 pounds. Sturgeon have been on Earth for 100 million years, 40 million years before the dinosaurs, and they've remained essentially unchanged in all that time. Instead of scales, the fish have an almost leathery skin and five rows of bony plates running along their torpedo-shaped bodies. Fish biologist Bruce Manny says sturgeon were once abundant in the Great Lakes. Back in 1880, in 1 month's time, fishermen pulled 4,000 of them from the Detroit River.
They tore holes in their nets when they were fishing for other fish that they cared about. So when they found a sturgeon in their nets, they would kill them, bring them to shore, pile them up on shore, dry them out, and use them for fuel in the steamships, burn them up.
People didn't eat a lot of sturgeon then, but the creatures were caught and killed while fishermen angled for more valuable fish. Scientists estimate that overfishing has caused sturgeon populations in all of the Great Lakes to dwindle to less than 1% of their former number. The state of Michigan closed the Detroit River to all sturgeon fishing years ago. Bruce Manny says he decided to check on the sturgeon and see if the fish population had started to recover. Manny assembled a team of biologists from the U.S. Geological Survey. They started trapping and then tracking sturgeon with electronic transmitters. Manny says he was surprised when his team caught only 86 fish over the course of 4 years. Manny says he realized the sturgeon were in serious trouble, and he obtained grants to investigate further. USGS scientists followed the tagged fish for 2 years, and their patience was eventually rewarded. Manny found the first known spawning site ever documented in the Detroit River in modern times.
We were excited, all right. Eureka moment. I mean, this is like a very, very great coincidence that we were able to find these spawning ready males, and they were able to find a female. When there are only 86 fish caught in 4 years out here, there aren't that many around. So to find someone to spawn with, so to speak, is a real challenge, I would say.
The area where the sturgeon mated lies close to a sewer discharge pipe. There are limp brown grasses bordering gray, mucky water. Manny sent divers down and discovered the fish had actually produced fertilized eggs. Manny says this was a major step forward for his project. Sturgeon are pretty picky about their nesting sites. They need a fast-moving current and several layers of rock where the eggs rest safely. The problem is a lot of the gravel has been mined out of the Detroit River for use in construction. Another problem is the sturgeon's longevity. Fish biologist Ron Brook is in Wisconsin. He oversees sturgeon populations in Wisconsin's Winnebago River system. He says female sturgeons live more than 100 years, and they don't spawn until they're at least 20 years old.
Their life history works well for a long-lived species, but it doesn't work well for a species that's exploited heavily. So sturgeon can only tolerate very low exploitation rates, and when that exploitation is high, the populations collapse.
Wisconsin was the first state in the U.S. to create a sturgeon management program more than 100 years ago, and the fish are abundant there. Brooks says that's why many other states have come to him for advice on how to strengthen their sturgeon populations. He helped build the first man-made lake sturgeon spawning site, and he thinks a program started in Michigan has a good chance to succeed. Bruce Manny plans to build 3 sites using limestone, coal cinders, and gravel. He'll monitor them closely to determine which kind of rock the fish prefer. Manny says he doesn't mind spending so much time with sturgeon. He says he admires the fish and imagines that each of them has a distinct personality.
I only wish they could talk to me, and they do in some ways, because some of them have scars and evidence of propeller hits, which are, you know, show that they've managed to take that sort of punishment. They're long-lived, they're survivors, they're tough, and they're successful.
Ron Brooks says it'll be 100 years before fishermen will reel in these huge fish. He says many generations of biologists will have come and gone before the sturgeon population is firmly reestablished in the Great Lakes. And biologists, he says, will have to create a lot more spawning sites like the ones in the Detroit River.
In and of itself, it's not going to restore all of Lake Erie or all the Great Lakes, but it's a shining example of what can be done in many areas around the Great Lakes to help produce lake sturgeon spawning habitat and rehabilitate the lake sturgeon population.
It'll cost about $500,000 to build the 3 fish nesting sites. Officials say they'll be ready in time for the sturgeon spawning season in May. If the project is successful in the Detroit River, biologists hope to expand the program into other areas of the Great Lakes where sturgeon were once abundant. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Celeste Headley.